Blackstone Audio presents The Epic Adventures of Lydia Bennett by Kate Rorick and Rachel Kiley. This book is read by Mary-Kate Wiles. Chapter 1. Counseling. There's one scene at the end of almost every made-for-TV movie. You know the one. The big dramatic emotional confrontation happens, fade out, and before the credits speed by with a promo for the next show, you're forced to watch a minute of the super traumatized young woman, and it's always a young woman, sitting in a cozy office with wood paneling and dead, dried flowers being prompted by some cross-legged PhD to start telling her story and working through her issues so she can get on with her life. That one. I've always hated that scene. But I guess that's my life. A low-budget cable channel movie you watch half asleep at 3 a.m. because you're too hungover to remember where the remote is. Pretty freaking lame, huh? I mean, it could be worse. At least my life has the unmistakable benefit of starring the one and only Lydia Bennett, aka me. Not some former Disney Channel star struggling to prove she can handle real drama so one day she might be taken seriously as an actress. Fine, and therapy, okay, counseling, isn't all that bad, it turns out. It's actually kind of nice talking to someone about your life and knowing they aren't going to act like you're some stupid, over-emotional kid or butt in with dumb opinions when they don't even know anything about you. In real life, anyway. I still think that's an idiotic way to wrap up a movie. Because that's not the end. If anything, it's the start of the sequel. Problems aren't magically solved just because you throw out some societally approved ideas for how to fix them. Putting things back together is always harder and more complicated than breaking them. I should know.